The Wedge Woods community, 15 kilometers north of Whistler, may soon expand with dozens of new homes. At its December 14 meeting, the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, SLRD, Board of Directors moved proposed bylaw amendments that will essentially create a new subdivision in Wedge Woods through first reading. If approved, the amendment would add 18 new lots, 12 market strata and 6 non-market, for housing developments over 62.87 acres, bringing the total in Wedge Woods to 126 lots. The 6 non-market lots will be located between Highway 99 and Riverside Drive, and offered for $225,000, with $200,000 going to the SLRD as part of its amenity contribution agreement. Lot pricing and building value will increase in line with the Consumer Price Index. A market lot in Wedge Woods is going for about $2 million in 2022. According to project proponent David Earhart, the non-market lots came about due to a desire from the regional district to open the neighborhood to a wider variety of people in the corridor. The non-market lots came about as a result of discussions jointly because the SLRD staff wanted to see a little opportunity for a slightly more affordable area in Wedge Woods, where individuals employed in the corridor have an opportunity to buy in, Earhart said. Under the proposed bylaw, all the new lots must have a secondary suite or auxiliary dwelling unit in addition to the main house. These dwellings will be subject to occupancy requirements and covenanted to ensure long-term rentals. There are no stipulations on how much the units can be rented for in the market lots. As determined by BC Housing, the 6 non-market lot secondary suites or auxiliary dwelling units will have rental caps set between 28% to 30% of low and moderate income limits. The secondary suite requirements aim to achieve a similar objective to a proposed bylaw amendment brought forward earlier this year, which would allow all properties in the community to add additional suites and auxiliary dwellings for long-term rentals. The minimum lot size in the neighborhood is a half acre, so there is ample room on most properties for auxiliary dwellings. It's good to see any new affordable housing that provides rental suites. There are some ownership units. I think that is all positive, SLRD Chair Jen Ford said. There's no question in anyone's mind that our corridor is under a lot of pressure to build and to make available more housing in all of its forms, and so this is just one of the forms that our communities need. In addition to the new housing lots, the proposal also includes a sizable 307-acre land donation on the western side of the highway, where a substantial non-market affordable housing project was previously proposed in 2019. The SLRD rejected the Wedge Woods West affordable housing project on first reading in a close 6-4 vote, with the majority of opposition coming from Squamish and Whistler representatives. The bylaw also requires the developer to contribute $15,000 to the SLRD to create a transit stop and bus shelter on either Highway 99 or Riverside Drive. According to Ford, the bus infrastructure is essential, as it will play into the broader goal of creating a regional transit system. The idea is that we want to make it easy for transit to stop there to pick people up, and currently, there's no bus infrastructure that goes into Wedge Woods, Ford said. The Pemberton commuter bus, for example, drives right by, so putting a stop on the north side of the highway will help, and then figuring out a way to have a stop headed southbound or to have the bus come into the development to pick up southbound traffic. Our hope is that we get our regional transit system, and when you add a development like this, I mean, the developments are already there. But if we can get regional transit going past there and picking people up, that helps further create the evidence for the regional transit system and why we need it.